Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician living in Chicago, Illinois, but right now in Abruzzo. The preaching today is entitled Standing Up to Pride, Standing Up to Arrogance.
A proclamation of two sentences from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, followed by a sung setting of today's responsorial psalm. You are inflated with pride. You are inflated with pride. Your boasting is not appropriate. Your boasting is not appropriate. Lead me, lead me in your justice, Lord. Lead me, lead me in your justice, Lord. For you, O God, delight not in wickedness. No evil man remains with you. The arrogant may not stand in your sight. You hate all evildoers. Lead me in your justice, Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord. You destroy all who speak falsehood. The bloodthirsty and the deceitful the Lord abhors. But let all who take refuge in you be glad and exult forever. Protect them, that you may be the joy of those who love your name. Lead me in your justice, Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord.
I chose only two lines from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians because of all the words in the reading. They jumped out to me as two of the most important lines our world needs to hear today. Two of the most important lines our church needs to hear today. Two of the most important lines that we ourselves need to hear today. You are inflated with pride, and your boasting is not appropriate. You are inflated with pride, and your boasting is not appropriate. For any of us living in the United States of America, we have been accosted with a national campaign for the presidency. For any of us who witnessed the Republican National Convention a number of weeks ago and the Democratic National Convention just a few weeks ago in Chicago, we witnessed person after person coming to the microphone in both campaigns, demonstrating as much pride and as much arrogance as the world has ever witnessed. They were pretty challenging campaigns, conventions, speeches to have to endure. I found myself sitting, watching the TV, watching the speeches, and pointing my finger a lot, naming the pride, naming the arrogance that I was witnessing. Sometimes it just drove me crazy. But then, maybe by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God whispering in my ear, I thought, I can't just point the finger. I've got to also make sure I daily look in the mirror and acknowledge and name the time that pride and arrogance seep into my being and seep into the way I make judgments and the way I look at people and look at things. It was then that I thought this responsorial psalm can help me. Every time I'm challenged to pride, every time I'm challenged to a thought of arrogance in judging someone else, I need this psalm. I need the mantra of the refrain.
Lead me in your justice, Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord.
My friends, I invite you to think about St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. And if you will, just to reflect on those two sentences, five words each. You are inflated with pride, and your boasting is not appropriate. You are inflated with pride, and your boasting is not appropriate. And then I invite you to consider either saying or singing as a mantra, the refrain to help free yourself from those words ever being spoken of you.
Lead me in your justice, Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord. Mm-hmm.